With WXBR News, I'm John Burton reporting. More people than usual for this time of year are going to the emergency department for tick bites. It prompted the CDC to issue a statement last month urging people to protect themselves from ticks. WXBR's Katie Thorson reports.
When the CDC issued its statement on increased ER visits for tick bites on April 23rd, ice was just starting to come off the lakes, snow piles were still found in the woods, and tick reports were low in the North Woods. That changed last week, according to Aspirus Tick-Borne Illness Center nurse practitioner Ashley Johnson.
We have seen an explosion of tick bite calls at the center.
Despite this being our snowiest and coldest winter in a couple of years, this winter was considered mild to moderate for much of the state by the Wisconsin DNR's Winter Severity Index standards. This means that animals that host ticks, like mice and deer, had a better chance of survival, and therefore gives the ticks a better chance. This also means as climate change leads to shorter winters, we'll likely see ticks earlier. The two previous mild winters, Johnson was seeing tick bites outside the normal window of May through November.
I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but we had a few tick bite calls in the middle of December when we didn't have any snow. So, and then last year, I think our first tick bite was in early March. So, you know, we can see those tick bites at different times of the year, anytime it warms up and the ground is uncovered.
The center works with patients to identify which tick bit them and treat appropriately for any potential illnesses.
Ticks are like sewers, so they can carry multiple infections, and you can get multiple infections from just one tick bite.
The best way to avoid illness is to prevent tick bites. This includes things like wearing long pants and sleeves and tucking pants into socks, treating clothes with permethrin, remove any ticks on you immediately, making sure not to squeeze the body. Johnson recommends seeking medical attention if a deer tick is embedded, especially if it's engorged. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
A bipartisan deal has been reached putting more money into education and returning some of Wisconsin's budget surplus to taxpayers. The $1.8 billion agreement will be taken up by the Joint Finance Committee today, and the Senate and Assembly are expected to act as soon as Wednesday. The agreement includes $600 million for education, including a large increase in the state's special education reimbursement rate. $850 million would be returned to taxpayers in the form of rebates. Another $50 million would go to property tax relief. The agreement would also eliminate the income tax on cash tips and overtime for Wisconsin taxpayers. 85th Assembly District Representative Pat Snyder said he thinks it's a good deal for everyone because nearly every Wisconsin taxpayer will see relief in some way.
We're putting more than $300 million into property tax relief to all the school districts via the school funding formula, and it goes to all the districts and even the districts that are zero-aided.
Snyder says no one side got everything they wanted, but everyone has reason to feel good about the end result.
Working together, cooperating, realizing that we're not going to agree on all of our points, but trying to negotiate and find solutions.
Governor Tony Evers signed an executive order Monday, clearing the way for the legislature to come back into session and act on the proposals. Authorities are looking into the discovery of human bones in eastern Wisconsin. On Friday, the Rusk County Dispatch Center got a call from a forester marking trees saying he may have found human bones. Law enforcement was led through the woods and the suspected human remains were recovered. They are working with the Rusk County Medical Examiner's Office and a forensic anthropologist to confirm the identity. The Rusk County Sheriff's Office says they do anticipate identification will be made based off medical records. Scientists are working on a bird flu vaccine that would be simple to administer to poultry. Harvest Public Media's Celia Yopis-Jepson reports.
Kansas State University scientists took a mild cattle virus, rendered it harmless, and turned it into a vehicle for a bird flu vaccine. If their approach succeeds, chicks could get vaccinated before hatching, or the vaccine could go into water given to already hatched birds. Professor Wedaka Mwangi says bird flu protection would be a huge help to farmers.
It has a huge economic importance. Let's start there. We know what damage this virus can do.
It would also benefit food security, he says. Kansas State's research also shows promising signs for protecting dairy cows and pigs. I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson, Harvest Public Media.
Hunters who want a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to try to bag an elk in Wisconsin need to get their application in. The deadline to apply for a 2026 elk license is the end of May. The application fee is $10, with most of the money raised going to elk management, monitoring, and research. Money also goes towards enhancing habitat. Wisconsin residents can only draw one elk license in their lifetime. Only a handful of permits are available each year. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.